Joining me on the drive line right now, Josh from Pigs, Canada's Pink Floyd, playing the West End Cultural Center tonight. Showtime is 7:30. Google the West End Cultural Center and Pigs to get your tickets. Josh, welcome to the show.
Yeah, nice to be talking to you.
I'm a huge Pink Floyd guy. I'm a Pink Floyd fanatic. I caught you guys last time you came through at the Pyramid here in Winnipeg. I was absolutely impressed with your recreation of the Floyd tunes. That leads to my first question. Being a Pink Floyd tribute act has to be a bit different from playing, say, maybe Bon Jovi covers for a Bon Jovi fan base. Am I right about that? And if so, what makes performing Floyd for Floyd fans a different animal?
Well, I think it's there's a lot of differences. I mean, one, I guess that means our fans have taste in music.
Wow! Okay.
Hey, sorry. No, that's fine. They had their moments, those guys. No, it is a little bit different because it's a bit of a, I mean, it's still a rock and roll show, but it's a, it sort of goes a little deeper. You know, it's a bit of a bit of an intellectual experience, some of it as well, which can kind of be different than, you know, just seeing a rock band play, because you get all the extra stuff, the screen and the lasers and all the rest, and they're all, you know, carefully calculated to be saying something, right? So there's a deeper experience, I think.
And that makes the set list, the way you set up the set list, all that much more important too, correct?
Well, absolutely, yes. We have to, set list can be quite a problem sometimes because, you know, we have to play all the kind of hits that people are expecting, but we like to play a bunch of other stuff too. And, you know, we're very into making it sound and feel and look, you know, exactly the way that it did in the late 70s. So making everything kind of fit together and flow cohesively can be quite a challenge, actually.
And that probably includes instrument changeovers in presets and all that stuff. And so you probably have to set up, I would think, the set list so that you've got time to do that, but yet everything still flows, correct?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It can be a little bit difficult sort of keeping everything flowing along. There are a lot of instrument changes. You know, many people who maybe are casual fans don't realize, say, for example, how often Roger Waters, you know, in the band played guitar, played a lot of guitar. So there's a lot of swapping back and forth. So that can take some time, yeah. So we have to try to pay attention to that.
I was listening to a bootleg of Dark Side performed at Wembley in 1973, and I was struck by the fact that it's a much different sounding piece than what we've become so familiar with. It's way more jammy. But what I've noticed, especially in the last, maybe mid-80s, I'm not sure when it would have started, but it seems that fans these days expect perfection. They expect every note in place, especially with David Gilmour's solos. The real fans will notice, wait a second, that solo is done with a pull, a tremolo pull. That's not done with a slide, you know,
right.
And they'll get that kind of detail. Talk a bit about the challenge of getting the music and the playing exactly right, because that's what Floyd fans expect.
Absolutely. And I think what we are giving them is usually actually slightly different from what they expect, because we are not, you know, just playing the songs exactly the same way they were on the album. We actually play them the way that they were played live. So we will listen to live bootlegs or live cuts from various years. And sometimes we'll combine certain things for different years. You know, so when I play, say, the solo for Comfortably Numb, well, yes, you'll hear lots of the sort of things that you would expect and the recognizable little bits. But as a matter of fact, I'm combining, I guess, five or six different performances into one solo. So there's quite a lot of that going on. So we're not really like, you know, it's not like seeing a karaoke act when you come and see us. It's a it's a rock and roll show. You know, things change all the time.
Well, sure. And
the audience seems to like that.
And the versions that people have come to expect, you mentioned that some of them are live versions that you're recreating. You know, some of the jamminess that was on the Division Bell Tour in 1994.
Sure.
The end of Learning to Fly, for example, goes into kind of a jammy kind of thing. Those are the versions that fans have come to expect.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit more exciting to play the live versions a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, sometimes the live versions, the only recordings we have of them sound pretty bad. I mean, I don't know if you've ever listened to any of the stuff from the late 70s of their bootlegs, but there's, oh boy.
Sure.
We take from that sort of spirit for sure.
Part of what Pigs brings to the table is all the gear that's required to create this music, which makes for, a pretty expensive production that you've been touring for the last while. Talk about the challenge of accumulating all of that stuff, and I couldn't believe the gear on stage at the Pyramid, and then, of course, figuring out how to make it all sound right and work together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's quite a challenge. It's taken many years to sort of get that stuff together. I think we're pretty well-versed in it now. You know, you'd be hard pressed to find a lot of people who sort of know more about the in-depth bits and pieces of the Floyd gear than we do at this point. because we spend a long time, you know, 10 years putting this stuff together and making sure we have everything right. But it does make a difference for us. It's hard to say sometimes how much of a difference, you know, having exactly the correct, you know, down to the correct strings and the correct patch cables and all this stuff. Like, you know, who knows how much of a difference that actually makes. But for us, it makes a difference. You know, it feels more correct on stage, and it makes it feel a little more real for us, which I think translates.
The remaining guys in Pink Floyd being relatively insular and private, there are a few of these acts on the road, and I think listeners will wonder if you've ever had any feedback from anybody in the band or associated with the band about the work that you do. My guess would be no, or have you?
A couple of us have, you know, exchanged an email or two or whatever with, you know, sort of some side members of the act. But yeah, I think the actual, the core people, the Rogers and the Davids of the world, don't really have anything to do with people like us and don't care to. And that's okay.
Dave Kilminster seems to be a really approachable guy. I've gone back and forth with him a couple of times.
Yeah, I've talked to him before. He's a nice dude.
Yep. For those who may have caught the band last time around, this is, of course, the new tour, the Left and Right tour. What can we expect from that set list this time around?
Well, this time we're not performing a specific album. I believe the last time we played here, we were featuring Animals. I mean, we played other things too, of course, but Animals was sort of the featured album. And this time, since we're not featuring a specific album, we can sort of spread it out a little bit and play some other stuff that maybe we wouldn't get a chance to. So people will get a taste of a couple of rarities that maybe they weren't expecting. We'll probably play a couple of Floyd solo tunes, all sorts of fun stuff. So it should be great.
Now, I don't recall there being a female vocalist with you on stage last time I saw you. Is it Amy Konowalik that has done great gig before so incredibly? And is she with you this time?
She's great, isn't she? No, she couldn't come this time, so we had to bring our friend Liz Reed instead, who is also fantastic. So it should work out fine.
Can't wait. Tonight, 7:30 is showtime at the West End Cultural Center for the guys from Pigs, Canada's Pink Floyd. You can Google the West End Cultural Center for tickets. Josh, looking very much forward to it. I'll be bringing you guys on stage. Thanks a lot for the chat.
Awesome. We'll see you there.